Senior Story, Now is the Time. Chapter 9, Great Grandma. Josh ran to the kitchen, whooping all the way. I got it! I know the secret! His family watched as he picked up Skinny and performed a grand celebration dance. It took me 5 years, but I finally understand the secret of the red marker. The movie is the life of the young man I singled out. When he was using his time well, the marker rose. But when he spent his time on something meaningless, especially when others suffered for it, the marker went down. That Bible verse, whoever has, to him shall more be given, makes sense now. Whoever desires to spend his time wisely will keep adding more time to his account. But anyone who doesn't care about how he spends his time, even what he has, shall be taken away from him. His account could go down to zero, I guess. Josh pondered that for a moment. I do wonder what happens to a person like that. Anyway, my marker goes up and down according to how well I spend the time I have been given.
Well done, congratulated Dad. And don't feel bad it took you 5 years. I didn't figure out my secret until I was 16.
That day marked a turning point in Josh's life. He learned pretty quickly that the marker moved upward more often when he was helping others in some way. Josh grudgingly visited his great-grandma at the nursing home when asked, something he really disliked. Nursing homes were depressing, but one time, as she told him stories of her life, he grew quite interested. He learned what life was like without a car, and that though she was poor, she was happy. They had wagon races, created model railroad scenes, played house with their baby dolls, and had yo-yo competitions. I bet she has thousands of images stored up, thought Josh. He enjoyed visiting her so much, he gave up sleeping in on Saturday mornings. And each time he returned, his red marker had moved up significantly. Months passed, but Josh still studied the DVD for new clues about ways to add time to his marker.
Hey, Josh, said Dad one day. School is out for the summer, and you're getting your license this fall. You should learn a bit about car maintenance. I asked Grandpa about that old Jeep in his barn, and he's willing to give it to you if you're willing to work one day a week around his farm. We could work on it together and have it ready by your 16th birthday. What do you think?
That Jeep is awesome! Josh's face lit up. I remember riding in it when I was 3. When can we start?